Hi, this is Bex Marshall, and you're listening to The Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe, Radio Napa, and Kansas City Online Radio.
Brass section, Frank Taunton, Paul Newton on trumpet, Winston Rollins on trombone and Derek Nash on sax. And on bass, the guy who wrote it, Nick Cohen. On piano, Paddy Milner, and also on vocals as well. That's all taken off the forthcoming album, Pages, from Nick Cohen. And that's called Messin' and a Foolin'. opening up The Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe, on FM in Spain, Kansas City Online Radio, online across the world, with loads and loads of other fine blues DJs, and of course Radio Napa in Cyprus, and for an awful lot of you, 16,000 or thereabouts, as a podcast. Whether you're listening doing the garden, as I know some of you doing the weekly commute, a whole range of different things, but nevertheless, however you're listening, and wherever you're listening, welcome to the programme. Again, the usual mix of lots of new stuff. Our live guest this week is Ron Sayer Jr. in session with his wife, Charlotte, a great session in sort of coming up with that, and then also we've got the final bits of the Kevin Thorpe Award, which closes this weekend. So, as I know many of you hear the show afterwards, if this is now the 1st of April or beyond, it's going to be too late. But we'll do it. Have I mentioned it? We'll do it now. I'll slide the running order up to the top. Okay. Four numbers. Here's a little sample of each, and you can vote, and I'll give you the voting destination at the end of this, but you choose from one of these four.
Poetry passing from one to another, some words you cannot take back.
This is David Migdon.
Some words you cannot delay.
Shel Silverstein.
Yes, Shel Silverstein was my friend.
He picked up and he won the challenge for the New Brunswick Awards this week. He's going to Canada in September. Whoa! So there's your first. Here's your second.
I am a sea.
Bex Marshall.
For your love. You gotta love your job, cause you do it every day. And gotta love those kids, don't let them misbehave. Gotta love the house you're living in. Gotta love your God, forgive me, I've sinned. Love your heart, so come. Gotta love the car you're driving. Gotta love the mountain of debt you're in. Oh, hear me sing for your love.
That's off the album House of Cards. It's Love. It's a great version of that on the live set she does, and also on YouTube on video. Okay, that's two. Here's three. Sean Taylor.
To be free.
Stand up.
Bankers born to rob us. Politicians born to lie. You get burned and then you acting all spry. There's all so much to shout about. I'd rather get drunk or live on expenses till my soul is broken up. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. March for freedom, march for your rights. By any means necessary, stand up and fight. When the rich get rich, they don't even try. It's in the name of freedom, but it's just another lie. When times are hard, you can lay down and die. Or join together now, I throw your fists right in the sky. Stand up, stand up.
So good. They're all so good. Here's your fourth. Ian Siegel. Mississippi Mudbloods. From Candy Store Kids. I Am the Train.
Cross the dusty plain. I'm not the station. I'm not the stop. I am the train. Politicians, secular and saved. We're in it for the long haul, from the cradle to the grave. They'll ask you where you're going, you tell them where they've been. They're all pugilists and pirates way down underneath the skin. It don't make a
train. Yes. I've got a few emails from people saying, it's impossible, you've got four great numbers, and I have. I really have kind of spoiled it, of course, because you can only have one of them, really. But anyway, the address is britishbluesawards.co.uk/RavenHTM. britishbluesawards, all one word, .co.uk/RavenHTM. If you didn't get that, don't worry. Raven.dj, the website. Click, scroll down to see the logo. Click on that link. Then you'll see the four tracks to choose from. You put your name and email address in and choose one of those four. I know it's not easy. David Migdon and the Dirty Words with Shell. Stand Up, Sean Taylor. I Am the Train, Ian Siegel. And also Bex Marshall and Love. And then you'll get an email. You've then got to respond to the email just saying yes to show that you're a real person and not a robot. And the voting closes on the 31st. There's some other great, great bands, and then you can vote. If you've already voted for another DJ with his four bands, you can still vote for mine. And if you've got more than one email address, you can vote more than once. But I shouldn't say that, should I, really? The Raven and the Blues. Where should we go now? The Fabulous Thunderbirds.
A child, you wanted everything you saw. Your mama taught you, oh, that you could have it all. Then you met a man, made it all come true. But diamonds won't kiss you back, baby, when you need it. Oh, whisper in your ear. I specialize in the things you're missing, but I can't replace that big house on the hill. I take my time and bring it back to living. If you gotta love somebody, I'll be right here. All those material things give you comfort, I know. But life inside your castle got to be so cold. Deep down in your fine, sexy body, you're gonna still feel a fire. 'Cause diamonds don't kiss you back now, baby, when you need it. Oh, and whisper in your ear. I specialize in the things you're missing, but I can't replace that big house on the hill. I take my time and bring you back to living. You gotta love somebody, I'll be right here. Superficial friends, you know they see your life on envy. They don't realize the man's loving cup is empty. It takes a whole lot more than gold, oh, to make a woman feel alive. I specialize. But I can't replace that big house on the hill. I take my time to bring you back to living. If you wanna love somebody, I'll be right here. I'll be right here. Oh, baby, I'll be right.
By Steve Gomez, sung by Kim Wilson. Fabulous Thunderbirds, their new album On the Verge, and there you heard a track which is called Diamonds Won't Kiss You Back. but they keep their value. What was it? I was doing a boat safety examination this week, and the person was saying, you know, this boat's costing me so much money. And I mean, he was of an age anyway, and I said to him, you must know the old adage, the three Fs. If it flies, floats, or the other one, you rent them, you never buy them. And collapse of said party, anyway. Let's move now to somewhere, it's been cold here in the UK, where it's even colder, and that's Estonia and Finland and places like that. We start with an old friend of the programme for many, many years, who was with Bullfrog Brown, Andres Roots. Here he is with Ismo Havisto, their new partnership, and Muddy Waters. Two guys who played together for the first time last summer in Tampere, Louisiana Cajun Party Festival in the summer of last year. They got on so well together, they said, we should do something together. And they said, what should we do? And they said, well, actually, 2013 will be the 100th anniversary of the birth of Muddy Waters, and he has influenced our music so much. We should do something about Muddy Waters. And they have. It's the new album which they've put together. So it's Ismo Havisto and Andres Roots together, both from Finland. And actually, that's wrong. Both from Estonia, actually. Can't get this right, Raven. Andres Roots is from Estonia, and Imo, that's right, okay. start again, shall we? Ismail Hevisto is Finnish and Andres Ruiz is Estonian. But the album is just been released and it commemorates, as I say, the 100th anniversary of his birth, and we're going to be doing something quite big next week. And it's made me rethink. I've changed the running order altogether. I was sitting with Ashwin Smythe, fellow DJ, last Sunday, talking about how I love the way that on a hard disk playout with all the stuff on the computer, I can change my order in seconds, as I have done. So here we go. The changes. Playing some of his sons, Mud Morganfield, son of the seventh son.
My baby wild heart was so short, it came way up above her knees. My baby wild heart was so short, it comes way up above her knees. Say, she gonna show them big fine legs to just anybody she please. Crazy about her, the boys are watching too. I looked across the street, it stood nobody but you. When that short dress, baby, it came way up above your knees. Says she gonna show them big front legs to just anybody she pleases.
The son of Muddy Waters, Mud Morganfield, son of the seventh son from last year. Short-dressed woman, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, does it? Another son, this time Big Bill Morganfield, his new album, Blues with a Mood. And look what you've done.
See what it does. The night bird cries. was the sun, and now it is gone. But see what it does. Glory, come on.
Release, and it's so, so good. Big Bill Morganfield has been around on the scene for a good 10 or 12 years now. I've known about him. That's Blues With A Mood, the brand new album. Loads of great names on there. Tom Mookie Brill on bass, but there's also Bob Margolin, Eddie Taylor, a whole raft of great guys. You'll love that if you enjoy that. And that's called Look What You've Done. Both of them sons of Muddy Waters, both Mud Morganfield and Big Bill Morganfield. And next week, you can guarantee every blues DJ in the world, will be doing some kind of tribute to Muddy Waters at the 100th anniversary of his birth on the 4th of April. And that's all coming up. Complete change now from electric to acoustic, and our live guest for this week with Charlotte Joyce on vocals, it's Ron Sayer Jr.
Get to me, I speak, you got to disagree.
Sun shines,
say it looks like rain.
It's so,
and you wanna try again, yeah.
So hard to understand.
Say happy to the man now. Don't make me stay
any longer.
All bet didn't know.
I don't want you.
Can't keep me here.
Now I'm stronger.
You got no say
any longer. Wake up
and see what's going down.
Just see.
I don't want you around.
Goodbye.
Best that I can do.
I'll miss
nothing about you, yeah.
So hard to understand.
So happy to the man now. Don't make me stay
any longer.
All that didn't know
I don't want you.
Can't keep me here.
Now I'm stronger.
Got no say
any longer.
Thank you.
a help to the man now. Don't make me stay any longer. I'll bet you know I don't want you. Can't keep me here, now I'm stronger. You got no say any longer. Don't make me stay any longer. I'll bet you know I don't want you. Can't keep me here, now I'm stronger. You got no say any longer.
The Raven and the Blues. Talk Radio Europe, Kansas City Online Radio, Radio Napa, podcast across the world. Don't Make Me Stay. Ron Sayer Jr. Welcome to The Raven and the Blues. Good to have you here. It's taken a bit of time to get you here, though, hasn't it, really?
Yeah, I think this is our third attempt. We finally got here. In snow and rain and, you know.
Wind
and hail, that's it. All the elements, in fact.
It's been worth the wait. Acoustically, Don't Make Me Stay, but you're not normally known for acoustic. Are you happy playing acoustic, or is it something you're kind of forced to do?
Well, to be honest, acoustic's not something I've ever really done in the past. Always sort of dabbled and picked up an acoustic here and there. But no, electric is my thing, and acoustic is a fairly recent addition to what I put into a live show.
Mm.
So no, to be honest, it's taken me this long to find an acoustic sound that I'm happy with.
Is that kind of a comfort level in a way, because you're a bit more stripped down and you haven't got everything else around you in a way?
Yeah, exactly that. Mm. I think there's some nice elements to be had in just acoustic, because you know, it's a little bit safer, because you go wrong, you can save it very easily.
Yeah,
everybody else looking awkward, shuffling about it. But yeah, there is an element of it being a bit bare and not supported, and you know, I think that's why I've always found it a bit safer to have a band behind me.
Yes. Well, how do you feel today without the band as well?
Well, it certainly smells nicer in here. fine. You know, yeah. I'm trying to sort of put some solo stuff together, and you know, I was out on Friday in Barnsley with a solo. Just me, my foot, and an electric guitar, and Charlotte guessed it as well.
Right.
Actually, that's probably the wrong order. The foot, the electric guitar, and then Charlotte. It's not exactly that's not the order I wish to sort of look like on my priority.
So when you say solo, you really mean you on your own with Charlotte?
Well, when I say solo, it was me on my own, and Charlotte played like six tracks in the gig.
Okay,
so she
right.
got up and guested, basically.
Yes.
So yeah, solo is generally just me and a guitar.
And had you done the order a bit differently today, we'd have come to this conversation a bit later in the interview. But never mind, you started with Don't Make Me Stay, which has been nominated for an award this year, which is rather nice.
Yeah, well, I literally found out this morning.
All right.
So, I mean, you know, without it sounding too controlled, we had planned to play Don't Make Me Stay. So, but it was just nice that was the one. It sounds nothing like
we played it.
It's a totally different arrangement and feel on the album. It's much more of a sort of like a funky, bluesy rock track.
Yes.
Than that's like a sort of shuffle like that.
Now, that came off the album, which has been out almost a year now, isn't it?
Yeah, it is over a year. It came out February last year.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, just a year now.
And you've toured it pretty extensively as well, haven't you? You've worked pretty hard this last year.
Well, I mean, we've done as much as we want to sort of get out there and make people hear the album.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think. We try not to do masses of work. I mean, she'll have a family. And we, you know, I like the balance between, you know, being able to have that kind of life and also be on the road and do gigs. So I think we have a nice mix of the two. I try not to sort of work myself into the ground so I can still enjoy all the aspects of the gig.
Now, you haven't always been a band leader. You've been in bands over the years. So when was the time you thought, enough of this being second fiddle?
Well, I mean, really, I'd been a band leader for years and years, just on the local circuit in Norfolk.
Mm-hmm.
I then a couple of years ago, 2-3 years ago, in fact, started playing bass for Ollie.
Yeah.
Now Ollie was a student of mine.
Really?
So he taught him at college. You know, we jammed together.
But when Ollie came here the first time, long before the record deal, you didn't come with him then, did you? This is your first time?
No. Mm. I mean, he came to our gigs.
Yeah.
He came when he was like 15, 16. You know. And jammed with us, and it was sort of natural progression. He started getting more successful, and then I sort of said they needed a bass player for a gig in somewhere in can't remember where it was now. It was in London somewhere. Yeah. And it was a festival, and they needed a guy to sort of fill in. And I said, well, I can do it. And they said, do you play bass? Well, I dabbled a bit. So I did that, and then they asked me to join, you know, to continue. But so really what I tried to put across is that rather than sort of like never having fronted a band, I fronted a band for a lot of years.
Right.
And took the Ollie thing for a year. And then basically sort of decided that really it's about time I actually started getting back on guitar again, writing some songs and getting an album out there.
Right.
Yeah. I think you'd seen quite a few students come and go, because obviously Ron's been a high school music teacher as well as a college teacher for music technology, which was the connection with Ollie, and did his first recordings of voice and jammed with the band. And so he used to come along and ask for tips. And they were lovely. He used to come and say, you know, come around for tea and tell us what we need to do. So you feel that you had a little bit of shaping in that.
It's like his first vocal recording was at the college. Right. You know, I recorded his first vocal, made him do it. I said, you know, if you want to move yourself forward, sing and play, don't just play.
Yeah. We'll take a pause there. What are you going to do for us next?
Oh, okay. Let's do one with Charlotte. Charlotte's going to sing one off the album. We did this as a duet on the album, actually, but I'll let Charlotte sing it by herself, because this was originally an Etta James track. So this is cover it, and it's not really an in-joke. It's called My Mother-in-Law, but I'll leave you to guess whose mother-in-law exactly we're referring to. If we are indeed referring to either mother-in-law.
That's a bit of a red rag, isn't it?
I'm saying nothing.
I'm sick and tired of your mother telling me what to do, she's always sticking her nose into my business. Since I married her instead of you, makes me sick. Oh, my mother-in-law, got to get away from her quick. Got to get away from her quick. Yeah. I try to get along. Nothing I do is right. If she can't keep her mind out of my business, I tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm packing my bags and leaving tonight. Oh, my mother-in-law, oh, she makes me scream. Wow, yeah. Oh, my mother-in-law, she's worse than a horrible dream, she's worse. Yeah.
wonderful stuff. My Mother-in-Law, Ron Sayer Jr. on guitar there and no vocals, and Jeanette Joyce on vocals. And you hear it every week, but I'll say it nevertheless. You can hear the full session, two more numbers and a lot more conversation at the usual destination. That's www.raven.dj. Scroll down, look at the photograph of Ron and Charlotte, click on the link, and then you can hear 45 minutes of more music and conversation. And it's coded as well, so you can clip through the interviews, you can sort of spin forwards and backwards as well, from sort of track to track, conversation to music and so on. New album still, the one that's receiving so much buzz here in UK and across the world now, which is a joy to behold. That, of course, is the album Dirt on My Tongue from Joe Harmon. Here she is with Fragile.
I'm a long way from Janice, still young, but I'm older, too kind to notice the lines I told you. My dancing is alright, I don't sound like no one else, I get burned out from trying, but I still gotta try. Fragile is the keys, fragile is the breath on a cold window where I wrote your name. Fragile is the thread, it's all been hanging on. It used to say an Amy, but now it's gone. There's one thing you don't know, this feeling I don't show. I think more about you than a healthy girl should. I'm tired of being lonely, it suits me, you told me. I fear for my sanity when you say you'll never call. Fragile is a kiss, fragile is the breath on a cold window where I wrote your name. Fragile is the thread, it's all been hanging on. It used to say an Amy, but now it's gone. I'm branded by the love I demanded. I still make my coffee in that strange way you showed me. I'm learning to change, but I don't feel any better. I saw your friend in the street, he said, you better go home and forget him. If I stand back, I see you. If I was closer, I'd be you. There's a line that I dream of, one day crossing over. I'm lost and I'm lonely, you're my one, you're my only. I may not say much, but I mean every word. Fragile is a kiss, fragile is the breath on a cold window where It's all been hanging on. It used to say an Amy, but now it's all been hanging on. It used to say a name here, but now it's gone. Now it's gone. It's gone. Now you're gone.
God, it shivers down the spine. Joe Harmon, Dirt on My Tongue, the album. The album which has taken the English DJs here by storm. There's not one, I don't think, who's actually going, I don't like it. And that's Fragile. It's not blues as we would know it, Jim, is it? But it's got, you can hear the blues roots in there. And what's amazing is, as I know many of you listening in the States, it probably means it doesn't mean quite so much, but it's starting to break the mold. Whereas before, if you wanted to get on, you had to have a major label behind you. And no matter how well you did as sort of an individual, small label, or as a self-produced guy, you couldn't really make it big time. You had to have the big label. And we're seeing the mold break here in the UK for the first time, and all of a sudden Joe is proving the way the sales are going, the way that the big labels are now coming around saying, can we give you some money, please? It's all changing, and it could well be this will be the time in years to come we'll look back and say 2013 was the year when the big labels suddenly realised they could be managed without, in a way. So, Fragile, Joe Harmon. Okay. Let's not break the mood, shall we? Harry Manx, Om Sweet Om.
Well, I'm off to Spain now to see the dawn. 100 years, all I'm given. Begging you, won't you tell me, please? Yeah, is life simply for living? Yeah, a minor role in your heart and soul. I loved you every day. 7 steps, yeah, now 8 long falls with my cold moon gone away. Blinded by a thought, my love, you know I, if I ask for nothing more than a piece of the world in which you live, you could be my further shore. You could be my further shore. Soon, you know, I guess I'm done with this whole world tonight. Like a tattered dog, yeah, now, oh my Lord, I'll be turning my bed till light. Yeah, I'm off to Spain now to see the dawn. 100 years, all I'm giving. Begging you, won't you tell me, child, is life simply for living? Blinded by a
nothing more than a piece of the world in which you live. You could be my further show. You could be my further show.
Manx, Home Sweet Home is the album just been released, and now you heard Further Shore. Okay, let's stay with new releases. Actually, we just had Joe Harmon there. She's been a guest twice on the boat. Harry Manx has been a guest twice on the boat. Let's stay with people who've been on the boat more than once, and that is the old favourite, of course, Doug McLeod. From the album There's a Time, here he is with East Carolina Woman.
I heard an East Carolina woman will not call her name. I heard an East Carolina woman will not call her name. Boys, I broke her heart, just myself to blame. You know she loved me so she wouldn't take from nobody else. Yes, she loved me so and take for nobody else. But I started off running, you know, not from her, but from myself. I remember she cried that morning and she begged me to stay. I heard her cry that morning, she begged. But I made up my mind, would not change my way. Woman to woman, I run from town to town. I run from woman to woman, Danny. Ooh, I was in town after town. I learned you can't run from yourself. One day you stop and you find. I had an East Carolina woman, will not call her name. I had an East Carolina woman, will not call her name. But I broke her heart, just myself to blame. You know, I broke her heart, just myself to blame.
out of East Carolina, woman will not call her name.
So distinctive a voice, great songwriter, fine, fine resonator guitarist as well, Doug McLeod. If you ever get a chance to see him working live, do so. He's just so much fun. Okay, that's it for the Raven and the Blues this week. I do hope you've enjoyed the music on the programme. Drop me an email if you have. Drop me an email if you haven't. You could be my friend on Facebook. Not that that counts so much these days anyway, but it does create a kind of white noise. And of course, the website is raven.dj. Email address, very simple too, dave@raven.dj. Until next week at the same time, enjoy the music and hope the sun shines upon you and life is good for you. Let's close with Magic Slim and the Teardrops, the album from the end of last year, Bad Boy and Matchbox Blues. Have a great 7 days. Talk to you next week. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Good woman, you better tie her by your side.